This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I just got here. So, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors and whatever you want to talk about today. It's all you today, folks, all you. You're guiding the conversation. If you want to talk about fishing, you want to talk about crabbing, you want to talk about hunting, it's all on you. And how you engage in that conversation is certainly simple. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And that's how we get in touch with each other. I mean, I don't know how to get in touch with you, actually. I don't have your phone numbers out there, but you can certainly get in touch with me. 410-922-6680 if you'd like. If you're outside the Baltimore area, dialing area, and, you know, you're on the shore or further west or southern Maryland or whatever and listening, you want to call in if you live in Maryland on a landline, it's 800-922-6680. Of course, cell phones have kind of almost eliminated that 800 line stuff, so... I mean, if you're listening at home and you want to call in on the landline and call toll-free 800-922-6680. Other than that, it's 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You can email me if you like. I'll check the email here in a second. That email address is very simple. That's my last name. It's Ellis, E-L-L-I-S, at ellisoutdoors.com. And if you're listening online and happen to be on your computer listening on WCBM.com or Ellis Outdoors, drop us a line from wherever you are listening. We've gotten emails from a number of folks. I didn't mention Captain Don last week, but he certainly emailed in from where was he? Let's see. Narragansett Bay in Rhode Island. So I guess Captain Don was on vacation, and it's always nice to hear from anybody who's listening who's not in Maryland, maybe former Marylanders. I know Richard's listening in New Zealand, and I know John's listening in North Carolina. There's some folks listening in Ohio. But every now and then I like to hear from all y'all listening online. So just drop me an email. Just say, hey, Bob here from, wherever you're listening. And we'd love to talk to you. So, let's see. There's Patrick in Bedford County, and I'm going to assume Pennsylvania. Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. Bedford County, Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Yep.
We got up here yesterday. I called my sister right to Everett Hill, and she said... She had a rare sighting of a porcupine yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
And I was sitting out on the porch, and there you go, little porcupine walking right in front of her.
How about that?
Yeah.
Must be the week for it. I heard from another fellow who was up near Pittsburgh the other day and saw one. Somebody had hit one on the highway.
I've never seen one. She said it was coming my way, and I kept looking, but no, they never saw it.
No luck, huh? Yeah.
Nah.
Got it.
We went down Dorchester yesterday and worked on some of the Sika stands.
And
we had a little spike buck come up to us and investigate what we were doing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're curious sometimes. I've been seeing a fair number of deer out there. I mean, it's been pretty interesting watching them do their thing and... it's getting to be that time. People are getting excited about going hunting and that type of thing, and I can't wait myself. I'm just enjoying Yeah, enjoying the short timer on the summer thing here. I hope we're done with this hot, extremely hot weather. I'm not sure, but we'll see.
Yeah. I hope so too. I'm particularly excited about hunting this year. I broke my hand last October and I sat out the whole season.
Oh man, that's not good.
Nah. So
that's not good.
I've been shooting my bow and getting pretty good.
Oh, good.
Concerned. I had to change releases, but yeah, I'm doing a whole lot better. I'm ready to go qualify for the Harrah County hunt.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. I haven't qualified with a shotgun yet. I took my stuff down the other day and dropped the check off and the application and all that. You know, the photo ID and the hunter safety card and a copy of your license, all that good stuff. So,
yep.
All good.
Yep.
All good. So.
All right, well, hope you have a great day.
All right, buddy, we'll enjoy it, and I hope wish you much success down there in the marsh this year.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited.
Good.
My freezer's empty.
Now you have relatives in Bedford, right?
Yeah, my wife and I bought a little cabin and right next to my sister's property. It's right near Centerville, right between Cumberland and Bedford.
I got it, Now, do you fish, Patrick?
Yeah, Abbott's Creek runs right through her property.
How about Coon and Gordon Lake? Did you ever fish that?
Yeah, it's good.
I know it's good.
Down there.
I know. Let me tell you, I used to fish that when I was a kid. See,
somebody might be listening now. We don't want to let this secret out.
Oh, it's not a secret, buddy. It's not a secret. Coon and Gordon Lakes are the two lakes that feed the Cumberland water supply.
Right.
They stock them with trout. And there's some pretty nice largemouth in there. My dad caught a 6-pound largemouth in there one day. And I had a buddy from Somerset County. He's gone now, Paul. He used to wet wade those lakes. And, you know, he was tremendously successful. Loved to bass fish. So there we are. He's fishing Coon and Gordon Lakes. And, you know, a number of water snakes are swimming by. And one of his buddies said, you know, those are copperheads. He goes, no, copperheads don't swim. Those are water snakes. So next time he was out, he took a little closer look. He said, I never wet waded again.
Mm.
So you be careful up there.
Oh, yeah.
You be careful up there. Yeah.
I haven't seen them, but you never know with snakes, you know.
Yeah. Had an uncle that lived in Bedford County. I lived on both sides of it. I grew up in Altoona, and when I was 14, we moved to Somerset County, so I drove through Bedford County a lot. And visiting
nice
relatives and that type of thing.
So. It's beautiful up here. We got a view for miles across the mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Evans Mountain and all. It's
pretty up there. You're right.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah.
All right, brother. And watch out for the bears. There's a few up there, too.
Yeah, we have sow with 3 cubs.
Nice.
Right on the property.
Yeah. All right, Patrick, you have a good day. Thanks for the call.
All right, buddy.
All right, bye-bye. Here he goes. All right. Hey, we're getting some emails. Somebody said don't forget the WCBM app. And there's my buddy John down in, where did he say he's from? Cape Coral, Florida. Good morning, John. Listening on. I don't think he's on the WCBM app. I forget, tuned in or something like that. So, yep, good. I like to hear from these folks from all around the country. It's pretty interesting. I mean, I've been here a long time, and yeah, it is what it is. Hey, did you notice the ad for the Poaching Restitution Act in the hunting guide? If you got your hunting license, went to the store and got your hunting license, or picked one up somewhere. On page 21, there's a bright yellow ad that says "Poachers Beware," and it outlines the fine, the penalty of the penalties of the Poaching Restitution Act that was passed this year by the General Assembly. And to back that up, there was a legislation passed in 2012, and we talked about cracking down on the poachers back then. We didn't have the coalition, but I was actively involved in crafting legislation, and we had some meetings and some get-togethers, and one of the men who's now director in the coalition was also helpful on that. We talked about these penalties for, you know, poachers, not penalties, but the ability of the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife, and Heritage Service to penalize these guys that were poaching, and primarily deer. And I wrote a little paper about it and presented it, and it turned into some part of the bill. And, yeah, it was back then, 2012. We weren't organized at that time, but Bill Miles, our advocate, was part of another group. And we sit down and we come up with this Poaching Prevention Act of 2012. And basically what it said was, once a person's convicted by the court, then the Wildlife and Heritage Service had the authority to suspend hunting licenses for up to 5 years and revoke privileges. Well, on the back of that then came the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016, which imposed mandatory stiff penalties for deer poaching. Well, all the way along, we've been wondering where the regulations are to back up the 2012 Poaching Prevention Act. And so the Maryland Hunting Coalition has been pressing DNR to promulgate the regulations. We contacted the Wildlife Advisory Council. They brought it up at a meeting in April. It's been, it's been dragging on. And, we hadn't heard anything, no contacts, no nothing. So finally, we just asked the chairman of the standing committee, the Environmental Matters Committee, to write a letter and find out what was going on. And we got the reply to that letter the other day that says that the regulations for not only the 2012 Act, but the 2016 Poaching Prevention Act will be the draft regulations have been circulating internally, and we should have something by the end of this month, right prior to the beginning of the hunting season. So we're 10 days away, so we're looking forward to that. Just thought you'd like to know. All right, let's talk to John in Florida. Hey, John, how are you?
Hey, Alan, long time no see.
Yeah, man, how you doing, John? A race? What's going on? How's that young son of yours?
Pretty good. Ridge Cartilage. Remember him, huh?
Yeah, yeah, I remember him. Yep.
It's going so. I sent you some stuff there on your Facebook, but I didn't hear back from you.
I don't.
You're too active on there.
Yeah, I'm not active on Facebook. Yeah, email's the way to go. But I'll take a look.
Yeah, I want to talk to you a little bit about the Gulf. What's going on down here? The Army Corps of Engineers dumping all the water from Lake Okeechobee over into the Gulf. It's creating a big mess down here, going into all the tributaries and out into the Coosalachie River here in the Gulf, making a heck of a mess.
What's the purpose of that?
Well, I guess every couple of years they do that when the to prevent floods.
Uh-huh.
The lake Okeechobee there is polluted with fertilizers and so forth. So I sent you a link. If you look at some of the photos that I sent you, it's just a disaster. And it's just really creating a big mess down here. And then I sent you one of the little kids out there fishing for the first time with his toy fishing rod. I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
Okay. I'll take a look.
Have a look at that. But, yeah, I just want to touch base. Let you know I'm still here. I listen to you pretty much every weekend. So I'm out here. You got some listeners down in Florida. I'm telling other people about you also.
Yep. Did you contact the guy I put you in touch with for the boar hunting down there?
I haven't yet, but I will probably in the next 2-3 weeks here or so. But,
yeah, he's a good guy.
Let's do that hunt.
Yep. I'll let you know. Yep.
All right,
Bob. We got to do it, buddy. All right, John. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. Keep it going. Are you fishing? Are you trapping? What are you doing? Well, I don't know what you're doing exactly, but I will say this. Hey, look, gun owners, hunters, shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Hey, check out their extensive 1,600 square foot showroom. Easy access from Interstate 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing on the web at hafersguns.com, on Facebook, Hafer's Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. That's right. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. I'll be hunting sick a deer out of one of those this year. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House, your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Stephen's a good guy. Check the Redneck Blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500, 301-331-2500 for Redneck Blinds. Time to book your dove hunt with Upper Bay Gun Club. Hunt over sunflowers on great farms loaded with doves. Dove hunt runs $150 per person and includes lunch. Hurry, the early dates are filling up fast and space is limited. Hunt deer, waterfowl, and turkeys on private farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership like I did, or call about guided day hunts or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for the best hunting of your life. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say.
Yeah, Elvis Parsley. Yeah, nice job singing back up there, Brian. That was very nice. So, all right, we got Joe in Westminster and Chuck in Hampstead. Good morning, Joe. Hold on, Chuck. Let's put Chuck on hold and get back to Joe. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
First thing I'd like to say is how good you are on the show.
Oh, okay.
It reminds me of seeing a good movie where the credits say casted by, and you say, man, that person did an excellent job putting that actor in that part.
We've been doing it a long time. I better be okay at it.
You're like a horse and buggy.
I don't know what that means.
Alan is... concerning poaching.
Yes, sir.
Got a good friend that on several occasions will find a beautiful deer, most recently a large buck, just laying on his property for vultures. The people shoot it and leave it.
Yep.
In spite of the fact he has the ribbons for no hunting on his property.
Oh, yeah.
So I was wondering if you could say what the meaning of poaching really is.
The meaning of poaching, that was actually never defined in Maryland law until this General Assembly and the Poaching Prevention Act. And it simply means to trespass on the property of another without permission to kill a white-tailed deer or a sitka deer, to kill a deer. That's pretty much it.
Okay, Alan, thank you.
Yep, that has been defined in the Poaching Restitution Act, and it looks to me like it's moving forward here really well. So we're glad to see that.
And anything more about the retrieval of something killed? I guess if the person knows they shouldn't be there, they're certainly not going to retrieve a dead animal.
Well, you know, the first thing you do is talk to the landowner. Second thing you do is call DNR. Or, you know, or vice versa, whichever way you want to do that, you simply say, look, I shot this deer, went across the property line. What do I do? And DNR is going to say, well, go to the property owner and ask if you can retrieve it. And if they say no, you're out of luck.
Right.
But if they say, you know, look, I've been hunting here for X number of years, and I apologize for the inconvenience, and I'd really like to get my deer, you know, most people, Carroll County, we certainly will understand that. But, you know, sometimes people don't want you on their property no matter what.
Yeah. So,
sometimes you'll say, I'd really like to get it. Would you have a friend that you would trust to go in and get it? You know, if you don't want me on your property, can we work something out? And, you know, it wasn't my fault. The deer ran off. I did my best. I put a fatal shot on it. I laying across your property line. Or, you know, it's unfortunately wounded now. It may die on your property. And, you know, some people don't care. Other people will say, go ahead. I would always ask for written permission. Would you mind making a quick note and giving me permission to go on your property just in case, you know, something like that. So, I mean, you can always carry a blank permission slip with your, wherever you keep your hunting license. And,
right.
You know, you can always carry a blank one in case that happens and say, you know, this is, you can make this for 24 hours or, you know, 2 days or whatever till we get the animal and, you know, we'll abide by it. As far as an ethical hunter, I think that's the thing to do.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, Alan, thanks for the usual excellent information.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate the call. Thank you. There he goes. Chuck in Hempstead. Good morning. How are you, Chuck?
Good morning, Alan.
What's going on, man?
Hey, I got some news for you.
What's the news?
I got a guest for your show next week.
Oh, great. Okay. Who is it?
He's a VIP.
A VIP. Very important person.
No, he is, but it's visually impaired person.
Oh, okay.
I got Dirk, my buddy in the BCBA. He's totally blind.
Totally blind and bow hunts with you guys.
Right. And I'll be able to get him on the phone next week, and I'm calling in with him.
Right. Right.
So we'll be able to find out, too, about his recent hunt was... for antelope out of Wyoming, so I haven't talked to him yet to find out if he got anything. Oh,
okay, yeah, I got a nice picture from Don Travis, our taxidermy friend, and he showed me a nice picture of a big buck he killed with a big pronghorn buck he killed with his bow at noon on opening day. So, yeah, it's antelope season out there, and I don't know if it was Wyoming or New Mexico, but bow season typically starts in mid-August out there,
right?
For the antelope, as you well know. And
right.
The technique is usually setting up in a ground blind or even a permanent stand at the edge of a water hole, waiting for the animals to come in.
And when they come in, they water themselves actually from the mud a lot of times, rather than the tank.
Yeah, yeah, and that presents sometimes an opportunity to take a pretty close shot, which yes. you need with a bow. So that's all good.
Right.
You've done that.
Yes, I did.
Yep, you've done that.
About 3 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
About time to go out there again.
Yeah, I'm ready to go on a bow hunt for Wyoming or some other pronghorn. I really enjoyed my rifle hunt. That was the end of September in 2011. I shot my antelope the day my grandson passed his hunter safety education course back here in Maryland. I was pretty tickled with that.
Right.
It's a whole different world out there.
Oh, yeah.
80 degrees and. You know, you're hunting these little speed goats. They're a lot of fun, and I'm not sure where you were hunting, Chuck, but
I was in Gillette.
Gillette, okay. Well, there's plenty of antelope in Wyoming, isn't there?
Oh yeah. Standing alongside the road.
Yeah, I mean, you land at any of the airports out there, they're in the almost on the tarmac, but not quite. So great.
Yeah. Hey, I also want to let you know I did receive my hunting summit invite, and it's marked on my calendar.
I'm glad you brought that up. We're talking a little bit about the coalition business, and I sent you a text. You haven't had a chance to read it yet, but the invitation went out this week to leaders in the hunting community across Maryland, and it's the second hunting summit we've had. Basically, you were there last year. We talk about a variety of issues from all different angles. You know, we have representatives there from Western Maryland, and our directors are there. We had 24 people from 17 different organizations there last year, which I thought was pretty spectacular.
The room was packed.
Yeah, it was. Yes, it was. And we're hearing back from people now that are going to be there. And it's a chance for the hunting community to come together, you know, the leadership of the hunting community to come together. And we had trappers and waterfowlers and... You know, we had Delta Waterfowl, National Wild Turkey Federation, we had QDMA, just a whole bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought their issues to the table. Some of them were solved through legislation, some of them were solved through regulations, but the Poaching Restitution Act was the biggest and best of all that, and that came out of that summit last year. So.
And you should mention not only hunters, but that young lady from Montgomery County.
Yeah, she was interested in managing deer in Montgomery County, and it was very interesting. You were at the deal on the 6th at QDMA, and you listened to Ryan Butler, who runs the program up in
right.
Montgomery County, talk about the political hurdles that he's got to jump through and their program has to jump through to manage deer in Montgomery County. You know,
yeah.
And their program has met with tremendous success there, but it still has that resistance from the anti-hunting crowd.
Right.
And no wonder the headquarters for the Humane Society of the United States, the largest anti-hunting organization in the world, is headquartered right there in Montgomery County. So,
yep. So, hey, did you like the pictures I sent you?
I did. I see your buddy's back.
Yeah, we were going to put my theater back up if he hadn't showed up in the pictures. So we're not putting the theater up. We're actually Bob and his son figured it away. And there's two trees there close enough. We're hanging it from a tree.
Hang your feeder from a tree and see if he's acrobatic enough to get to it.
I hope not.
They're like a big squirrel, man. I mean, if there's food, they're going to try and find a way. So
I know it will.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, that little 4-point man. He's just itching to. I don't know. He just likes to show up on camera. He's very, very photogenic, I guess.
So. Yeah, and it's looking good, except he's only a 4.
Yeah, I know it. I know. He's a nice deer, but he's only a 4-point. I was coming along the Easton Bypass from Cambridge the other day, that direction, headed towards, St. Michael's off of 50. And I saw a turkey alongside the road, and when I got close to it, he was feeding right there along the edge of the road. I mean, right almost on the white line on the road there, going the other way. And I looked over, and the beard, Chuck, on that bird was almost a foot long. I mean, that was an incredibly
wow.
Oh, my God. I'm like, oh, my gosh, look at that thing. What a long beard that guy is. So there's this big old mature turkey just out there walking around like, hey, how y'all doing? You know, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, because he knows it's not season.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. Yep, no hens, you know. I'm just hanging out here. So I'm just going to feed along the road. Pretty cool. So.
All right. I'll be talking to you next week.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. So. Let's see, what did we do Sunday? Saturday, Robin and I went to Upper Bay Gun Club's Crab Feast and Shoot. Had the gun in the truck, but did not shoot in 96-degree weather. Sorry, not doing it. Not going out there and staying on the trap range just to pull the trigger a couple times. Nope, I didn't need to cook in that. And we just ate some crabs and had a good time. Met some people in the Upper Bay Gun Club that I didn't know were members. Some people that I've known for 25 years, some people that I've known for a few years. It was a good time. There were people there that from all over the state, actually. Not only from the Eastern Shore, but from Reisterstown and Westminster, and one fellow was there from up near Sharpsburg, up that way, Keedysville or somewhere. And it was very nice to meet these people, and some of them were familiar with the magazine, a couple of new me, you know, by association with the magazine and that type of thing and the coalition. And one fellow was very, very complimentary. They said, well, that's Alan Ellis, you know, just because of what I do, you know, people know my name. And he goes, oh, and he looked at Robin and said, are you his daughter? So she was very complimented by that, and I was a little annoyed, but, you know, that's... I guess I didn't shave close enough that day. I didn't look too young, or maybe I didn't put enough Just for Men in the beard. I don't know. But... But I got a kick out of it, and so did she, and so that was pretty funny. But that was Saturday. Sunday, we went to the big box up there, too, in Christiana Mall. Had an interesting time touring that area. And then we came back to Easton on Sunday. We went to St. Michael's Waterman's Appreciation Day at the Chesapeake Bay Maritime Museum. Again, 90-some degrees. We talked to the two captains from the... what's it called? The Cornelia, I can't remember the name of the boat, but the Deadliest Catch guys, Josh and Casey. And I asked them if we could meet with them and have a little one-on-one interview type of thing. So, we knew the homeowner they were staying with, and went there on Monday morning first thing and interviewed these two guys. And, it was extremely funny because So Josh is there, Josh Harris, and he goes, he's got a real gravelly voice if you listen to the show. He goes, I don't know what kind of bugs you have around here, but he says, I was scared of them pterodactyls you have down here. I said, pterodactyl? What are you talking about? And he said, this one kept trying to get in the door, that sliding glass door. And I'm thinking, what, a cicada? He goes, yeah. He said, and it rolled over on its back, and I thought it was dead. I went out there and poked it, and it came to life, and it came after me. And then Casey locked the door, and I couldn't get back in. So it was pretty amusing to see these guys that go up there and face the Bering Sea and the ice and the storms. Being afraid of a cicada down here in rural Maryland. Pretty funny. So, oh, man. Let's talk to Rick in Glen Burnie. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
All right. Good morning, Alan.
What's up?
I got a question for you. You know, about 3-4 weeks ago, where they had that massive raw sewage from Ellicott City.
Oh, yes.
The river.
Yep.
Have you heard any water condition for us, are safe enough to fish or whatnot? Just, I've seen some people crab off Hanover Street Bridge.
Yeah, I know.
I wouldn't eat nothing out of there for now.
No, I wouldn't either. And I don't know if people are even aware. They've not, you know what, they've not really talked about that at all. And I'm thinking that I need to take a look at that maybe during the break and see what Maryland Department of the Environment has to say. But look, 5 million gallons of raw sewage a day for how long? I'm not fishing in that. You know, I mean, the tidal change is like a big toilet flush, but you know, it's going to take it's going to take a long time to get that out of those waters. And it, you know, who knows what's on the bottom? You know what I mean?
Right. So, late evenings, I like to go take the boat out to
Yeah.
But I was wondering if I heard anything. How about the safe level of water?
Yeah, exactly.
I wish you would find out.
I'll see what I can do. You know, I mean, DNR's been mute on it, and I think that's a disservice. But we'll see what the Maryland, you know, what they'll say is, oh, that's the Maryland Department of the Environment's responsibility. You know what I mean? So they'll hand that off. But, you know, it's not the first sewage spill. It's just the fact that it came from up in Ellicott City rather than Baltimore City. Baltimore City has millions of gallons of sewage that dump into the, every now and then they have a break and they'll dump it right into the Inner Harbor, and that's got to go somewhere too. But, you know.
Yeah, I guess so. Sometimes, lately it's been so hot, and when you ride across the Hanover Street Bridge, man, you can kind of smell the sulfuric, scent.
Oh, yeah.
From the water.
Yeah. Yeah.
I figured fishing's done for this summer on Patapsco River, as far as I'm concerned.
I would almost say you're right on that. It would be nice to get an update from DNR or somebody every now and then, you know.
Well, you're the man of question.
Well, I appreciate that, buddy. Thanks, Rick. I guess I'll have to take my responsibility a little more seriously. So,
All right,
I'll talk to you. Thanks again.
Right,
bye-bye. There he goes. All right. Hey, there's some rebates on some Browning firearms, and I don't have time to get into all of them, but you can certainly take a look at them. And your Browning headquarters is full-line Browning dealer is Clyde Sports Shop right here. With deer season coming up, you know, there's a couple of deer guns out there for you shotgunners and shotgun areas. The BPS pump shotgun is a nice one, and you can get that in 12 and 20-gauge rifled deer barrel models. Nice thing about this is when you pull the slide back and eject the shell, it comes out the bottom rather than out the side. And they come in a beautiful Dura-Touch armor coating to resist rust, a Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity Camo finish. And if you get the waterfowl model, it comes with three Invector Plus choke tubes. But Browning pump's a nice firearm to use for deer, that's for sure. And if you're headed out west, like many of the folks are, many of my friends are headed out west this year, if you want to go reasonable and you want to pick up a new high-powered rifle, it's the A-Bolt 300, a very reasonably priced firearm. It's put together at the factory with a Nikon Buckmaster 4-12x40 BDC rifle scope, and it comes in 243 7mm 08, 308, 270, 30-06, 7mm REM mag, and 300 Win mag. So it'll take care of anything you want to do out west, mule deer, pronghorn, whitetails, elk, you name it. And then the X-Bolt itself, the standard X-Bolt comes in all standard magnum and short magnum calibers with an adjustable feather trigger and detachable rotary magazine. It's a beautiful firearm. The AB3 comes in a walnut stock with a blued barrel. It's a kind of a classic looking thing. But if you want to step up into the 21st century with a firearm, man, it is the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon Speed. This comes in arid urban camo, a DuraTouch finish to resist any kind of corrosion, a composite stock, a Cerakoted finished barrel, and kind of a bronze finish. It's really, really cool looking. It comes with a threaded muzzle brake, you know, to reduce recoil, a detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, adjustable trigger, and it's a bolt action. Comes in select calibers. Select calibers, including some pretty cool ones. So I'm not going to name them all here, not enough time. So anyway, your full-line Browning dealer, including Browning Ammo, is Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. And you can give them a call at 410-242-6108. Time to get your gun in there to get it looked at, too, if you're if you got some issues. There we go.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, I mentioned Tom Slavin and the Upper Bay Gun Club. Went to the crab feast and shoot. That was in Bear, Delaware at the Wilmington Trap Club. Had a good time, met a lot of people. But let me tell you something. They're a good bunch of folks. But time for me to tell you about our friends at Redneck Blinds and Hafer's Gunsmithing. Steve House is a great guy. Just, you know, I talked to one of my buddies the other day that bought four Redneck Blinds for the Sick of Deer property down in Dorchester. Four, yeah. Redneck Blinds, the best deer blinds on the planet. If you need a blind for the field edge or deep in the woods or on the marsh, choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, their new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, for gun, for crossbow hunting, for muzzleloader, you name it. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Just check the Redneck Blinds website. Pick out what you want. And then call Stephen House at 301-331-2500. That's 301-331-2500. And if you want to see one on display, head up to Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown. Attention gun owners and hunters and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs or parts or guns, custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, that's important, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing on the web at hafersguns.com. Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. Hafer's Guns.
Hey, Maryland's Upper Eastern Shore has a rich tradition for dove and waterfowl, deer and turkey hunting, and now you can hunt over a dozen Upper Shore farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership, like I did, and hunt all season long, or call about guided day hunts with Upper Bay Gun Club, or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Give Tom a call at 443-309-3788 for the best hunting of your life. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium bed liner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and Paint Match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex bed liner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Trump campaign post Manafort. Kellyanne Conway's in charge. We'll talk about that on the Bruce Elliott Show here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Too much. A little too much repetitive beat there for Alan. Hey, Pepe, how are you, buddy? Good to see you. Hey, we need a phone call, 410-WCBM-680. I can't find anything on the Maryland Department of the Environment, which I think is outrageous. But you know, there's all kinds of eco news and that type of thing. Maybe we'll have to call them this week. Maybe we'll have to see what's going on with that. I wonder why this is such, you know, the Baltimore Sun had an article about it, but there's been no follow-up. So I don't know what to tell you. But I can tell you this, if 5,000 gallons of raw sewage from a 54-inch main dumps into Chesapeake Bay for a week or 10 days till they get it fixed, that's a lot of raw sewage going into the Patapsco River. I can almost assure you that they're keeping it quiet for a reason, and I don't know what that reason might be. Can't imagine the population of Patuxent River downstream from Ellicott City, what happened to the trout and panfish population with that. I can't imagine what happened to, the entire river system or ecosystem. Maybe it's big enough to handle it at certain places. I'm not sure I'd be fishing it, in the city. But I don't have an answer. I wish I did. Any environmentalist out there might know more than me. Please give us a call, 410-922-6680. That's our contact number. So anyway, I want to tell you about a couple things going on. We have a dove hunt coming up with Upper Bay Gun Club. When I say we, the Maryland Hunting Coalition, we've got some spots available, and we're going to start pumping that on social media here real soon. It's a 50-man dove hunt or 50-person dove hunt, and it's September 17th. And I will tell you, the doves are flying on those sunflower fields. We've already got them. Upper Bay Gun Club's already filled up for the first day of the season, but the September 17th date is all ours. So we would welcome your participation. It's very simple. Go to the Maryland Hunting Coalition website. You can Google Maryland Hunting Coalition or go to mdhuntingcoalition.org. And it's $150. You sign up right there. You'll get an email confirmation that you've signed up. And we'll follow up here shortly with an email and tell everybody what's going on with it. And we've got a number of folks that we just got a party of 10 from the Eastern Shore. So grab your buddies. Get your hunting friends and go out and have a good time. We're going to have pulled pork barbecue. We're going to have, you know, a little tailgate party right there before the hunt and enjoy ourselves, enjoy our lunch. And all this is to benefit the Maryland Hunting Coalition and the efforts that I've been telling you about. In the General Assembly and with the Wildlife and Heritage Service. That's where we work, folks. That's where the coalition works, and that's in the halls of Annapolis, whether that's in the General Assembly or whether that's in the within the Department of Natural Resources. We do what's best, what hunters think we should be doing, and that's one of the reasons we have our summit on September 25th. That's why we do what we do, to give the hunters a voice in Annapolis. So all-volunteer organization. We do have a contract with a full-time lobbyist. Any funds go to fulfill that contract and advance the cause of the coalition. And you don't know what things cost. You know, I just got a notice the other day. Our constant contact service. I mean, it's almost $360 a year. You know, political contributions. We pay to attend and sponsor some of these events. There's a big also on the 17th, the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus is having its first ever retreat. And we are one of the sponsors of that, a platinum sponsor of that event in Western Maryland. So members of the General Assembly will be gathered together, and our advocate, Bill Miles, will be there to interact with members of the caucus. And the caucus are the lawmakers, the delegates and the senators from the Maryland General Assembly that are pro-sportsmen. Pro-fishing, pro-hunting, pro-recreational fishing and hunting, I may add. And they're having their first ever get-together as a group. And that's coming up. They've been around for, I don't know, a dozen years or more. But anyway, there's Dawn in Stony Beach. A little too late there, buddy. Sorry, the music started. If you want to hang on through the news, you're welcome to. Or give us a call back right after the top of the hour. But what I'm saying is the Maryland Hunting Coalition does not waste your money. I'm a volunteer as executive director. The other board of directors and advisors are all volunteers. And, whatever we take in is put to extremely good use. So, and it's all to advance the cause of hunting and, prevent, attacks on hunting, in the General Assembly when a bad law comes up. We do our best to kill it. When a good law is proposed, we promote it. So, all right, folks, we got to get out of here for the news. We'll be back. The dialing number is 410 WCBM 680. We'll be back about five after. See you then.